Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard, and back by popular demand. They couldn't be in more demand. My friends, Yoda and Backpack, who come from magnifiedview.com, and they were with us last, about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, and they told us some things that might happen, and sure enough, once again, they were spot on. But welcome back, guys.
Great to be back on with you, my friend. Good to know you. We've brought a lot of our audience over from voicesofglobalfreedom.com, where we've roped you into an exclusive guest appearance in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited about that. And it's I know you guys have been doing a bunch of traveling back and forth. What's going on? What have you guys been doing?
We sent Backpack off to Vegas. He was in a prestige chair as press at the National Association of Broadcasters. That's like having a Bible running around the Vatican. So we've been working the border a lot. For your wonderful audience, we appear with pseudonyms, pen names. We're still active with major letter intelligence agencies and law enforcement. We help them with strategies, tactics, methods, operations. So we appear with pseudonyms. We don't want a bunch of cartels in our front yard, Bubba.
Absolutely. So since we last spoke, we've seen, not only troubles abroad, but troubles here as well. I guess, the first question is where would you like to start? I mean, you guys are, right on top of, all this, counterterrorism, consultation. You guys know what's going on. So what are you thinking now? Where should we be looking at the moment?
We are concerned with the contrived anti-law enforcement thing emanating from the Obamanation White House and his lackeys. What you're seeing now in Baltimore, previously Ferguson, is a disaffectionate attempt to belittle and lower local law enforcement. How many riots were there last night, Backpack?
We're reporting riots in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York City, Boston, San Diego, Denver, Chicago, Seattle, Houston, Minneapolis, Ferguson, and Albuquerque.
Our insider's insider, Bubba, have us as a totally contrived, funded, trained, motivated thing to destroy local law enforcement. Extraordinarily, gangs now have gotten together because they're being paid a lot. What were the gangs in Baltimore like?
The gangs are the Black Guerrilla Family, Nation of Islam, the Bloods and the Crips, and they're all colluding together, and they're being paid and sponsored by the White House.
They are. Notice that the Bloods and Crips were assigned turf in Baltimore and paid a lot to not fight each other during the riots, Bubba.
So
we're concerned about a long, hot summer.
And, of course, as we know, one thing, when you look at economic times, it's a lot easier to recruit when times are lousy and people don't have jobs, right? I mean, that part of the problem?
Absolutely. That always goes with bad economic times. You know economic times a lot better than we do.
Yeah, and it's, I've been warning from a financial standpoint, but of course, these terrorist groups, they're only getting stronger, and the real problem is that, we all love technology and how good it is and all these things we can do, but of course, technology also works on the other side of the fence, and it helps the bad guys because you typically from my personal opinion and views over years, is the gangsters, if we go back into the 20s, are always ahead of the law enforcement. And of course, especially when you have a very passive leader in charge, which I think causes some problems. So what is going on in the ISIS world right now, and how big of a threat is it to us here in America?
MagnifiedView.com, we're coming out with an article in a few days describing the threat in detail. Meanwhile, ISIS is growing by the hour. They're highly sophisticated, as you and Backpack would know better than I. They're really all over social media and sophisticated TV broadcasts and magazines. The real threat is that in the Quran, Shias and Shiites can work together in the prospect of a military caliphate. That's precisely what's happening with ISIS, an outgrowth of Al-Qaeda, of course. So it's a real threat to us here. Leading our list of threat sources are little bastards returning to the States from fighting with ISIS in Syria and Iraq. They're desensitized there. They can do outrageous things. They learn how to cut people's heads off and blow up things. So they're one flight away from Amsterdam, Rome, Frankfurt, London, into any U.S. port of entry. They're traveling on U.S. Canadian passports and Western European passports that don't need visas. Our second threat's coming internally from Islamic training camps throughout the United States. Backpack here, my main man, broke a story. It's featured now in the MagnifiedView.com. Tell the man about the Islamic training camps, right?
Well, we're seeing ISIS now is in all 50 states from sea to shining sea, and we're reporting at least 35 terror camps in rural parts all across America, and Obama's calling them communal living. And we recently had Ryan Morrow with Clarion Project talking about how he's trying to work with the FBI and get them exposed, but they're not allowed to because of Obama's policies and calling them communal when they are they're doing small arms fire training and blowing up school buses in these rural areas. And it's happening all across, and their corporate headquarters is in Islamburg, New York, which is also known as Hancock, New York's upstate in the Catskills. It's been renamed to Islamburg, and the streets were renamed all with Islam names. So our intel is being handcuffed because of Obama, and they're not allowed to open a lot of case files, which they should be. So that's another threat that we have.
You know, it is amazing, and you know, we have a lot going on, and one of the problems I see myself is, you know, a lot of these guys are smarter at working the U.S. system. They know more about getting money from the U.S. government than most American citizens know, and it seems to me they work it unbelievably, like they work it like a fine fiddle. So not only are they here, and not only are they forming pockets, but they're getting help from the entitlement programs that the government provides. But we're going to talk about more of that on the other side of the break. We are with today very special guests, Backpack and Yoda. And you can also check the MagnifiedView.com. You can check out their bios on there as well, just to see who they are. But these guys are the real deal. They've got an understanding of what's going on, and they give you some very solid information. So just take note to what we're talking about, because it is important that you understand everything around you, because certainly the guy in the White House isn't going to do it for you. So we need to make sure that we, the people, I think that's in the Constitution, we the people have to take care of ourselves. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with Backpack and Yoda, MagnifiedView.com. I urge you to check it out. I think you'll be shocked and find some surprise and finally find some reality. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with Backpack and Yoda from MagnifiedView.com. Mostly an eight. Wow. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and again, I'm being joined by two very special guests and guys I consider my friends, and guys that I'm going to actually be on their show on May the 16th at 4 Pacific time, 6 Central. But Backpack and Yoda from magnifiedview.com. Check it out. You can check out their bios. They go by the names because, again, they don't want to be disturbed. And you can think what you want about what they have to say. But we all know that where there's smoke, there's always fire. And we see that happening here. So when we look at what's going on with our government and how they like to ignore all these events that are going on, and we see pockets growing of, you know, terrorist cells. Okay, how can we get around the government? How can we take care of this?
Hell of a question. We're privileged in our pleasure to know really dedicated agents. In fact, a salute to the members of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. They're doing their best with what they've got to work with. As a matter of fact, the Obama nation is slowing them down. As Backpack mentioned earlier, it's all about their opening a case. They can't run around willy-nilly. And he's done, I won't get technical with you, he's done everything he can to deter them opening a case. Not allowed to use the word Muslim, Islam, jihad, like that. So we need a situational awareness with the citizens. We are all about analysis of news that people can use. We're all about providing actionable tactics, methods, strategies to help in these dangerous times. A note for you, friends of ours, with major letter agencies, that's a cool way of saying the NSA, CIA, and FBI, of course, are actually moving out from the metropolitan D.C. area. These are not hysterical people. These are, like Bubba, feet on the ground, common sense, highly trained. And they're bothering now to move 40, 50 miles away from Washington, D.C. I think, Backpack, that tells a story of its own, don't you?
Yeah, it does. It's really amazing times that we're going through. Everybody go check out www.terrorcamps.com, which exposes all the camps, and we're continually updating that. That's really gone viral. It's gotten over 250,000 views just in the last couple months. It's really taking off, and people are really interacting with it, and they're surprised that there's these imams that are, their whole goal is to the destruction of democracy. And we also have an exclusive with IQ Razuli, who is one of our also friends, who was a Muslim tortured in Iraq, and he has written a lot of really incredible stuff exposing Islam as a cult. And tell our audience about that $100,000 bet that he did with.
Actually, he's made a couple bets. I think this guy is quite a guy. He's bet the Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, and CARE, $1 million in one bet and $100,000 in another, that they can prove anything he says inaccurate. So far, they've not claimed it, of course. He's quite a guy, Bubba.
And we also have a video that we just put up that's on YouTube that's going viral. It's gotten thousands of views now. It's the latest post. We just posted that recently. And this really tells what Islam is really all about. It's a great video.
I mean, what has to be done? Okay, what measures should we be taking right now? I mean, I know you guys are doing all you can, but obviously, you know, I believe, again, that our leader is weak. Now, you know, whether or not he's a Muslim or not, you know, it's not important at this point, but the bottom line is of all things of weakness, I mean, even going back to the movie The Interview, in which I said on Fox TV that, look, we can't be soft. We can no, in this, in times like we have now, you can no longer sit back and wait and then react to take somebody out, because the problem in today's world is these guys have weapons as good as yours. We are no longer, we are the superpower with who we are, but the gap is closed quite a bit. So what do we have to do?
Our biggest enemy, Bubba, is the citizenry denial and repression. They deny it's going to happen, and they repress that it's certainly not going to happen to them. We need support of local law enforcement in great big mountains of support. You see what's happening now with Obama in a diabolical effort to destroy our law enforcement. He wants to replace them with federal law enforcement that he's training in a $99 million facility in Georgia to replace local cops. So we need that active support. We work closely with a famous retired lieutenant of police out of Vegas, his organization, Backpack.
Our friend, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, is running. He has the national spokesman for defendingtheshield.org. A great guy.
We need to get behind that. Also, we need some level of preparation. Predictions are that we're due imminently for terrorist attacks on the United States by ISIS. Big ones or a whole bunch of continuing little ones. Police are being laid off every day, Bubba, as you said, due to the economy, another effect of the low economy. So you're going to be on your own with enough terrorist attacks. So you need a couple cans of pork and beans just to annoy the Muslims.
So, you know, when we look at the situation now, I mean, obviously, you know, we have to be more proactive now. And the problem I find is that we are not proactive. And, you know, and if you don't think what happened in Paris can happen here, I mean, you know, just look at the little things that continue to happen. And then you tie in, you know, some of the racial tension that's going on and how that can be directed. And we all know, as we said earlier, that when economic times are tough, that creates more of an audience for the bad guys because they make it look like it's a lot better way to go, don't they?
Yeah, it creates time and opportunity for them. The professional can't believe anything more stupid in Baltimore than closing the schools. This guaranteed putting the bad kids on the street, of course. Baltimore's a great example. The goofy mayor spoke with Obama and the new attorney general half the afternoon long, refused calls from the governor, who was good to go with the National Guard, actually declined police services. She had them retreat and not respond to riots in progress. Evidence of that is police radio traffic that will soon be available on the internet. So it is a classic Obama travesty that all of those cars and businesses were burned. He characterized it as one CVS store hell, you know.
We're seeing things that are unprecedented. We also saw that the Baltimore Orioles, the first time ever in national baseball history that they had to play with no fans in the stands. You know, what are your thoughts, Bubba, about that? That's unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, this goes back even, like I said, to the movie The Interview with the North Korean crap. Our guy is weak. I mean, unfortunately, he's a very weak leader, and he's got no stones. And to me, it's time that we need to step up and exercise our power. And still, again, I don't believe you can any longer sit back and wait. You know, it's the old story, you know, about Nazi Germany. You know, they came to my town and they were looking for the Jews. I wasn't Jewish, so I didn't care. And they came to my town, they were looking for the Poles, and I wasn't Polish, so I didn't care. And then they came for the next, and then it wasn't me, so I didn't care. But then they came for me, and there was nobody left to help me. And this is one of the problems that, you know, we are putting ourselves in a position. 9/11 wasn't bad enough for these guys. And we it's very much like financial markets. We didn't learn from the past history, and we have enough intel that knows what's going on. And for these guys to sit back and idly wait by until it happens, I think, is a travesty. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm with my friends Backpack and Yoda. They are counterintel guys. They understand it. They know it. Check them out at magnifiedview.com. Really good information. And you know, again, make sure you check it out, because you'll see. And again, some of these things you've seen happen. We've actually talked about them on air last time they were on. So make sure you check out magnifiedview.com. This is Backpacking Yoda, and this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will step out for a break, and we'll be back with my men, Backpacking Yoda, the Bubba Show. Margie said, "What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friends from MagnifiedView.com, Backpack and Yoda. And they also go, your radio show plays every Saturday, guys?
Yes, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and it's a two-hour long show. And we've had incredible guests. We're actually having Common Core expert who worked for the Secretary of Education. She's anti-Common Core, and she's going to expose it for it being a communist Islamic training type of agenda. It's horrific what this Common Core is coming up next Saturday.
So people are contacting us now, Bubba. We've had Daryl Issa, Duncan Hunter, former commander of SEAL Team 6, Pulitzer Award-winning journalist, and now we're going to have Bubba Horowitz on.
Yeah. And we also want to congratulate you, Bubba, for ringing the bell at the Stock Exchange. What a great honor and wonderful experience for you.
So let me ask you a question now. Now that you're in, how do I listen to your show? What station do I have to go to? I know it's internet, so where's it at?
If you go to it's all over the internet, but if you just type in Voices of Global Freedom, okay, at the Google, you'll find all kinds of searches. But if you go to globalfreedomradio.com and there's a tab for the shows, it'll link to the we're on syndicated all over the place, but we're on Leading Edge Radio Network, we're on toptalkradio.com and numerous other, including iTunes and all the different Spreaker and TuneIn, soon to be iHeartRadio as well.
Oh, cool. Me too.
I'm going to reveal one that I promised Backpack that I wouldn't, but I'm 77. What the hell do I care? I do what I want.
That's right. You're damn right you do what you want. You're entitled. You earned it. So, okay, so now we know that, though, the ISIS, we know that they're bad guys. We know that they're and you know what? They got worse when oil got so cheap they couldn't steal. They had to steal more, and they can't get enough money for it anymore because there's a glut. Could that, in your opinion, accelerate their action? Because obviously they're planning out something pretty nasty, right?
Yeah, they are, and they're doing great at it. They've got fanatics coming from all over the world, including the U.S., Canada, Western Europe, and they're doing, from their perspective, just great. The Quran says that they are to support a military caliphate. And their evil leader has presented what he's doing in that context. Last one was 1925 in the Ottoman Empire. where they, out of Turkey, of course, where they killed 1.5 million Armenians. They're not playing, Bubba, and they are on the way here. Here's the reason why. The leadership is under constant pressure from the fanatic followers to attack Israel and the United States. So pretty soon the fanatics get restless and they're putting their leaders under pressure to accomplish their world takeover goals, such as caliphate, of course, starting with skipping over Israel to the U.S. So something bad is coming our way rather soon.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you guys think of Netanyahu? Where do you guys stand on Netanyahu?
Well, he's the best thing could happen to the Israelis at this time. My word. Stand-up guy. Lost his brother at Entebbe with that spectacular raid they pulled off to release their hostages. Great stand-up guy, just what they need.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, a lot of people, you know, it's interesting the opinions, and of course our great President Obama is a jackass anyways, and he couldn't congratulate the guy until 4 days after he won the election. But anyway, okay, so now why does everybody want Israel out? What is everybody's fascination with blowing up Israel?
Well, it's featured in the Quran. They need Israel back, you know, what was Palestine. Broader than that, throughout history, in bad times, everybody needs to finger point. And the Jews have always taken the heat for causing the problem. That's going on today. There's increased anti-Semiticism throughout Europe now.
I'm sorry, go ahead. My apologies.
I've worked with the Israelis closely, including a couple wars that didn't have names and one that did have a name. Israel is highly fractionalized. They have a lot of sects and different little groups and special religious interests. And what they need, in my firm opinion, is a Netanyahu.
We're also hearing the undersecretary for Obama is now really forcing Israel to recognize Palestine, but our stance is that you can't recognize Palestine because they're shooting 4,000 rockets on them. Palestine is not a state and probably never will be in our lifetime because it's just a terrorist state. They're controlled by Hamas on one end and Hezbollah on the other end of the Lebanon, so there's no way to recognize Palestine as a state. It's just not going to happen.
Concern of the real analysts, Bubba, the real evaluators, those are the guys that evaluate the end, of course, is that Obama won't act in a timely fashion to give an order should Israel be attacked in force. For one of the first times now, Shia and Sunnis are getting together. In the past, that's protected Israel because they're too busy since the middle 700, sticking spears into each other, but they're allowed to work together now in a caliphate. So the real concern, the military can't just go do stuff, the Pentagon. Neither can intel agencies and like that. So should they be attacked in strength, should Israel be attacked in strength, will Obama go play golf? Will he go to a fundraiser? But timing will be critical, and it's an unknown.
The exclusive we're breaking on Todd Bubba Horowitz, too, is that these gangs around the United States are also, just like the Shias and the Sunnis, are combining all the gangs around the United States who normally were fighting with each other. Now they're coming together. So we got Nation of Islam, the Muslims, we got the Bloods and the Crips. They're all combining together to attack the United States. So we're seeing a parallel there. And it's all being by the almighty dollar, and we're seeing it going all the way to the top from the White House, funding all this.
Well said, Beck. Well said, Ron.
Well, I guess, I mean, you know, as you look at it and you see what's going on, so now I understand there might have been something going on in Afghanistan with some cover-up or something like that. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yeah, Obama claims that the war is over in Afghanistan, whereas we've really increased our offensive activity there. So it's another a sign on the door of all the intel schools is nothing is as it appears. That's clearly the case currently with Afghanistan. To defend ourselves, our military on the ground there is in an offensive aggressive posture, while Obama and his child spokesman from state is saying the war is over.
So the war is over? Yeah, right. We know that, unfortunately, those wars there will never be over until we do something about it. And unfortunately, again, under the current structure and current leadership, there is no chance that it happens. And there's a better chance, as you said, he might be on the golf course when needed versus being where he needs to be directing activities. So as you look around the United States, again, and we come back across the globe, across the water, and we go, in your opinion, and you guys, you know, study this, where is the most troubled pocket here? Where do you think trouble comes from? I know it's all over, but where would you say it might initiate from, or where is the leadership coming from here?
One of the major things we're seeing a parallel between what Hitler rose to power is that Al Sharpton, during the Hitler time, they were called the Brown Shirts, and Al Sharpton's the equivalent of creating these brown shirts that are going around and destroying all these, we just mentioned, all these major cities around the United States are igniting in flames. And so our concern is that we could see martial law.
Okay, so now when we look at the overall view, we all know that we've got troubles. I mean, we talked about it, and of course, you know, we've suffered through the major attack of 2001, you know, 9/11. We've seen many minor attacks that may or may not be attributed to terrorism, and I'm sure they are, but they have not totally been identified. We have a leader who refuses to use the word jihadist or terrorist, and, you know, we know that, you know, for whatever reasons those happen to be, that's not a good deal, because when the guy who's supposed to be leading you at least is not identifying a potential problem, that becomes an issue, whereas everybody around him is warning that there are real problems potentially out there. We've got to come up with some solutions, and what we're going to do now is we're going to step out for a break, but I want to hear the Yoda and backpack solutions to how we get this back and take control back of our country and not have to have the threats. We know there's always going to be threats, but not the ones we have. This is The Bubba Show. I am with Backpack and Yoda from magnifiedview.com. They're on radio all over the place. I encourage you to check them out. I think that you'll find out a lot of the things they say are right on top of it. And I think that you need to check out who they are. In the meantime, I'm going to be on their show on May the 16th at 4 Pacific, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. But now we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Backpack and Yoda from magnifiedview.com. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It's Todd Bubba Horowitz with my friends Backpack and Yoda from magnifiedview.com. Counterintelligence guys, they use the pseudonyms to keep themselves from creating a stir and people trying to find them, as we all know that they might, but it's always great to have you guys on. And so I went, as we were going to break, I said, what do we have to do? So what do we, your guys' view and your opinions, what do we need to do to make this go away? It's never going to go away, but how do we need to make it better?
Regrettably, the U.S., the good guys, are always late in anticipating, let alone reacting to problems. For example, today, you see, I'll bet in your financial world, the good guys are working two jobs. They're really struggling out there, scratching to earn a living. They don't really take time to be informed. Thank heavens for shows like yours that gets through to some of them. The take stuff guys, the give me more stuff Obama guys sit around, they don't care what's happening anyway. In the past, it's taken a huge event to wake up the good guys. My concern, our concern, is it will take another 9/11 or worse to wake up the good guys, at which point they will take action. We are friendly with a bunch of general officers, some of them in the chairs today, others recently retired, and they are for the first time speaking out on the conditions we're confronted with because of Obama. So we're confident that, albeit with something really bad, Al-Qaeda, now ISIS, wants to top itself from the last time. They like big bangs. Terrorism exists to terrorize for publicity, for no other reason. They symbiotically get publicity from the media. It makes them appear stronger, bigger, helps them recruit, gets them a lot of money. So their planning cycle is 7 years. They're well beyond that now. We're waiting for a couple really big ones, simultaneous, probably on a Monday morning, or a series of active shooters throughout the country, possibly suicide vest types. That at some point will wake up the good guys. Make sense, Bubba?
Yeah, it does. And I wish they would wake up, because, you know, again, you know, as we look at North Korea, just to throw another bunch of crazies into the mix, I mean, they're just waiting to get a hold of a nuclear weapon so they can push the button. I mean, I guess they feel it's a toy and they can just blow up the world. It's very scary times. Would you agree with that?
Oh, it truly is, bro. You've got the Chinese waiting to move on the islands. You've got the Chinese waiting to take over Formosa. All of these countries, despite their reputation, raggedy ass, have sophisticated intelligence services. So they're taking a hard look at us, buddy.
We have Lieutenant General McInerney and Major General Paul Vallely, who recently were on True News with one of our conservative friends, and they're talking about DEFCON 1 and also a military coup, that the potentiality is that Obama is doing such a horrible job, the military might have to do a coup. And as we've known, coups have happened all across the world in history, and that might be on the in our future.
Good news, there are 22 million veterans and their families in the United States, millions of cops, firefighters, EMTs, honest stand-up citizens like Bubba Horowitz. So should whatever happen, which we believe it will, we've got a lot of good guys to stand up to this, Bubba.
I mean, I think it will. I'm hoping that we're smart enough to overtake it first versus, let it happen. You know, again, like, for example, just going back to the interview of the movie, just because that was the big thing where they threatened the theaters, I go, well, why are we threatening? Let's just go kick their ass and move on. And that's what I don't understand, is this is not a game anymore. And we're not playing with knives and guns and rocks. We're playing with nuclear weapons. We're playing with all kinds of things that are there's no going back. If they let these guys loose, there's no going back. And I just think they need to be stopped and stopped now. And I think you guys agree, but how do we stop them now? That's what I want to know.
We hope we don't have to wait for the damned election. In terms of times of crisis, that's a long ways out, you know. We need military action now. We're going to be in a big scrap with ISIS, and always the sooner the better militarily. We're confident that at some point we will take it back. We're also regrettably confident that we got some rough days coming, don't we, Backman?
Yeah, we do. And as a prepper, or it's always good to have about 3 months worth of supplies in your house, and also a medical kit. That's really top priority, and having a lot of canned foods and just to be prepared so that people have plenty, that they don't have to rush out to Walmarts, which might not be around. So that's always good to be prepared.
People don't understand that cops, firefighters, EMTs are people, and in a crisis, natural or man-made, they have to take care of the family. They're prevented from responding, a lot of them. We've worked this personally with wildfires. We've worked it with hurricanes. So you need to be self-sustaining. 911 isn't going to work. That's the simple fact of it, Bubba.
Yeah.
You need to be able to take care of yourself.
And that is unfortunate. And, you know, as I look, so backpack, so tell us about some of the media stuff you did when you were out skirting around the country.
I was at the National Association of Broadcasters and also going to educational seminars. I met with the president of Watchful Software, had a great stand-up interview about cybersecurity and how 80% of all the companies are expecting a cybersecurity attack, but then 30% of all those jobs are being filled. So there's a huge threat about cybersecurity, and we have recent things with JP Morgan that just broke and so many. So to be prepared for, really, it's really going to the data itself to really protect inside, the idea of having walls that protect you, like firewalls and so forth. My expertise is 15 years of IT and cybersecurity, and really knowing to protect what's inside the walls, really to focus more of that instead of having really strong borders, because with the cloud and with all these people taking, they call them BYODs, which is a fancy name for cell phones, we're taking a lot of information through that, but it's to protect the data itself. And there's a lot of great firms, including we're going to have Mr. Chuck Foley on again. He's a great, great guest. And I recommend all listeners to go check out that interview. It was really groundbreaking. It was on the floor of the security conference in Vegas.
Yeah. Backpack did a hell of a job there as press when he tore himself away from the buffets and good-looking showgirls and adult beverages and gambling.
Yeah, it was really incredible. There was three major shows going on at the same time, and it was great to be press and meet with all the different people. And we've got a lot of other people we're going to follow up with, a lot of security firms, and a lot of people doing good out there to protect our country. So it was a great thing and a great way to learn what's the latest going on with cybersecurity and security in general, where they're going.
And we need to do that. And listen, Yoda, Backpack needs a little break. He needs a little party and gambling and chasing some women. I mean, that's all good. Yeah. That's the American. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're standing up for right now. The ability, the freedom to go out and do that. And unfortunately, we haven't. We're our freedom is potentially being threatened by a bunch of thug, gangster, jackasses that need to be put down like dogs and put in their place. But you guys are always great to have. You know, on the air, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and you may say they're going over the top a little bit. Just go back and check out their stuff and look at what they say. Okay, they're not threatening fear or anything. They're telling you straight out their beliefs and what they watch. And I think that they've proven from our last time that a few things that happened were going to happened. And the bottom line is they're Americans, and they want to make sure that we all stay great Americans. Backpack and Yoda, thanks so much for being a part of the show today. I appreciate you guys.
Our pleasure and privilege. Thanks, brother. Looking forward to having you on, as we've said. Be safe there.
I can't wait. So this has been Backpack and Yoda from MagnifiedView.com. Check it out. These guys are awesome. They understand it. They get it. And I want to make sure that you check them out. They'll be up. Their stuff will be up on The Bubba Show as well. Check out thebubbashow.org. And let me know your thoughts. Make sure you share them with us and check out their show. Anyways, that'll do it for today. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We were with Backpack and Yoda. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Turn the noise down. Let this old world.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.